found some consistency in your game and just done the little things right to get where you want to be right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think I get more comfortable every game, and I'm starting to know a little bit of the tendency of the guys out there, and it's easy to play with these two guys, Sorelli and Killer, and then with Stammer and Nilsy. It's really, really easy to play with them, and I was just fortunate enough to put it behind me.
What was it like playing in a different arena, basketball arena, Orlando Solar Bears arena here?
That was good. I think I like the crowd. A couple loud chants over there and go Bulls and stuff like that. So it's good. I think it's always good to go where there's not a lot of NHL hockey there, and it's awesome for the fans. And if you can grow up in Florida, well, that's awesome.
Two goals for you? You gonna go to Disney World after this?
No, to be honest, I have practice tomorrow, so. No, it's just, I just try to work hard and, bring pucks to the net out there. And like I said, it's easy to play with these guys. You don't have much to do. You just have to work hard and stuff happens.
Matthew, you feel good about what you've been able to accomplish just trying to get? You think you've given yourself a legitimate shot for making this team?
I'm going one day at a time, to be honest. It's out of my control. The next couple of days or weeks decision. And, I'm just, like I said earlier, I'm just trying to work hard and play my game, my 200-foot games. And I've been fortunate enough to have a pretty good preseason so far, but nothing's done. I have to keep going, and the rest is out of my control. So I'm just trying to work hard every day.
You guys talked this morning about playing a full game, a 60-minute game. Are you pleased with the way you were able to do that tonight?
Yeah, I think we had maybe a little bit of up and down. Started the third at the. That goal, we had to respond pretty well, and I think that penalty kill did a good job there too after that goal, and then we got momentum from it, and we're able to pull this off. But I think it was a great job by everyone in third to respond better than last game we played against these guys.
I know it's out of your control, and when you're on the ice, you can play your game. But these last couple of days, I would assume pretty well, right?
Well, you come to the rink and, we've been doing that for what? Depends on the guys, 15, 20 years, you just play hockey because you like playing hockey, and you come to the rink every day and you want to work, and, like I said, out of my control is I'm not the one going to take the decision, and the only thing you can control is how you play and how you work hard and, your work ethic out there, and, I'm trying to bring that every practice, every game, and the rest is to be to decide. Yeah. It's only game.
Matthew, did you feel like the pace and the physicality of this game was maybe a little bit more competitive than the previous games this season, and how did you feel kind of staying in with that?
Yeah, no, a couple big hits out there, and you can tell it's the second game back to back we play against these guys, and I think it's going to be probably more physical than in the next couple of games since we play these guys twice again. So, I think I like the speed of the game there. And, you got to be consistent out there. And, every shift's important. So, every time you step on the ice, you want to do the right thing and, execute. And I like the pace and, physicality out there.
What do you think of this building, knowing that it's an ECHL building?
Yeah, it's awesome. Great room, great spot for everyone, therapists, coaches and stuff like that. Great fans. It was, it was fun to play here, and great rink, and they're fortunate to play here.
Did you know that Louis started in this league?
No, I didn't know.
Here for quite a few times.
Oh, really? I didn't know. I didn't know.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.